say, you are my best friend. You are the peacekeeper. You are the legend.
This is a song by local pop singer Arment Miftari. Thank you, USA. You are my best friend, he sings. You are the peacekeeper. You are a legend. And in downtown Pristina, there's more evidence of how grateful Kosovars are for American support during their war for independence in the 90s. There's a gold-painted statue of Bill Clinton along with a Bill Clinton Boulevard, which intersects with the George Bush Boulevard. There's no doubt about it, Kosovo loves America. And Clinton in particular is considered a hero here.
He was one of the guys who helped us to be free.
Yes. When it was the war in Kosovo,
yeah,
he helped us a lot.
So they built the statue, they celebrate the 4th of July.
But Kosovars are worried that President-elect Donald Trump may not be such a good friend to their country. During his presidential campaign, Donald Trump questioned the existence of NATO, which still has a large peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. Trump also expressed his sympathy for the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who refuses to recognize the independence of Kosovo and is a supporter of Serbia. Agron Demi is with the think tank GAP and says that may have implications for Kosovo getting recognized by the UN.
There's a lot of people, including me, that think it will be much difficult for Kosovo after Trump presidency. One of the reasons is because Democrats in general were more supporting Kosovo cause. Like, we still have only 113 recognitions and we need a lot of more in order to become UN member. And we relied a lot on U.S. lobbying to get more recognitions. We are afraid that now with new foreign secretary, we will not have that support.
Another concern is security, as Kosovo still doesn't have an army of its own. Part of the problem is that the north of the country, mainly populated by ethnic Serbs, is effectively still controlled by Belgrade.
Now we have seen that people in the north are more hopeful that with the new Trump presidency, Kosovo will be part of Serbia. It is a feeling, and I think it's a reality. Because everybody knows that NATO guaranteed or security here for these 15 years.
Just a few meters away from the Bill Clinton statue, there's a woman's clothing boutique called Hillary. I meet the owner, Elda Morina.
The idea was of our father. He said the Boulevard Clinton is here. Why don't you use the name of Hillary here? We also appreciate her idea, and I am proud of her name.
Elda sells Hillary Clinton-style business casual pantsuits and fitted jackets.
I think she has a classic style, pantsuit and jacket.
Hillary Clinton visited the boutique once, back in 2010, when she was in Kosovo as foreign secretary. A picture of Elda with Hillary hangs on the wall. And Elda says she's disappointed that Hillary wasn't voted in as the first female U.S. president.
She represents a strong female with a big vision, and she's feminist. Very helpful for us, because now more than ever the girls and the women need more support.
My name is Kostin Krasnici. I'm 30 years old.
My name is Fidim Krasnici. I'm 26 years old.
Most Kosovars followed the American elections closely. These two brothers, who are web developers, even launched a website called KosovoIfTrumpWins.com.
I was obsessed with the US election. A lot of people used the Trump or Make America Great Again hashtag to just promote whatever it is. So pills and whatnot. So I thought, why not use that name and promote our country? First thing that came to mind was a lot of people wanted to go to Canada if Trump wins, but why not come to us? We have a saying around here, love your country as much as Kosovars love America.
Despite the name, the website doesn't have much to do with politics. It's mostly a travel guide to Kosovo. Fitim and Krushtim aren't too worried about the consequences of a Trump presidency for Kosovo. But they would like him to come visit their country.
I would surely recommend him to come visit here. If he is a great ally to us, we will surely build another statue for him, because we just want this ongoing partnership with Americans. So why not build a Donald Trump statue in Kosovo?
But many Kosovars are worried. This is a predominantly Muslim country, and they're hoping that Trump's comments about Islam, as well as NATO and Russia, were just pre-election rhetoric. After their long struggle for independence, Kosovars feel there's still a need to secure their country for the future. Mitra Nazar, DW, Pristina.